Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 11. Let's get started.
Okay, this is Big Brother 12.
All right.
New season. So let's discuss. This is just a short little podcast that we're going to discuss the house guests. And I'm already pissed because they got one little black girl. That's it. Now, the little black girl named Monet, she's cute. She's 24 years old.
She is cute.
So you know they're going to try to get her out the first thing. What you bet they nominate her the first thing? Unless she wins head of household or something.
That's what tends to happen.
And you know what? Another thing that's really pissing me off, and that is, she's the only person of color in the place.
I know.
They don't have no Asians. No Puerto Ricans, no Mexicans, no Colombians, no nothing.
No Latin people.
No nothing.
No Asian people.
All white people and one black girl.
That's annoying.
It's going to be boring for me.
I don't think it's going to be boring.
I think. Because as soon as they get Sister Girl out, hey, it's going to be hard for me to continue with the season.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, be that as it may, we're going to go through and talk a little bit about the house guests that are there. And we're going to do the women first, because I want to.
Okay, wait. Before you start, we did have an email.
Oh, okay, cool.
From Jerry Lynn.
Hey, Jerry Lynn.
And she says, Sister J, I know what's made you mad before Big Brother has even started. Only one black castmate.
I know.
And she has a name that sounds fake, stripper-like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's fake.
I bet it's fake. She is a model, though.
She says, and please don't let her embarrass us. I can't wait. She says, P.S., they all look like they come from a modeling agency.
Yeah.
Where are all the real people?
Thank you.
Jerry Lynn.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn, for that email. And you know what? That was going to be my first little comment, and that's why I wanted to do the women first, and then we'll do the men.
All right.
All these fools look like central casting, in my opinion. You know? Okay. We already talked about Monet. Let's get Monet out of the week. She out of the way. She's the lone little black girl. She's real cute, though. She's 24. She's from Glen Carbon, Illinois. And she says the three adjectives that describe her are exotic. Well, of course, because you're black. Active, and the coolest person you will ever meet. Well, you know what? That remains to be seen anyway. And she says her favorite activities are shopping, working out. She looks pretty toned. Running and swimming. Now, that's going to be good because you got a black girl who can swim. Usually black folks, especially women, they don't want to get their hair wet.
No,
so,
it's always in these reality shows that they always find the black people who can't ever swim and survive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And you know you're going to have to get
swimming.
And you
know you're going to have to swim. And there's plenty of black folks that know how to swim, so you know.
Now, she says the most difficult part about living in that Big Brother house, she says it's the lack of privacy. Well, you know what?
That would be hard.
She better get used to it, though, because, hey, there's cameras everywhere. And she says the types of people that she would not choose to live with in the house. Oh, I like this answer. Ditzy, stupid girls or guys who think they're all that. Yeah, well, you got some in the house who think they all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to talk about Annie?
Sure. Annie is 27, from Tampa, Florida. She's a bartender. And she says the three adjectives that describe her are outgoing, overdramatic, and loyal. Okay, so already the overdramatic is going
well,
to be...
Well, and you can already tell by the way she look. Okay, she's going to feel intimidated by the blonde chicks. What you bet?
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Favorite activities are anything that involves adrenaline, heights, nature, laughter, and fun. Mm-hmm. The most difficult part about living inside the BB house is going to be being stuck in the house no matter what. See, there you go.
There you go.
Types of people she would not choose to live with in the house: racist, prejudiced people, or angry people who overreact.
Well, you know what? You couldn't live with me. You couldn't.
I mean, Jay, you're so ignorant.
Wait a minute. I'm not a racist or nothing, but you know what? I do tend to get angry and overreact. So,
Sister Jay,
hey, I'm only being honest. Okay, don't get me to laughing.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, next we're going to discuss, oh Lord, this child Brittany. Now, one thing I can say about little blonde Brittany, she's only 22 years old, but at least the child got some blonde roots. That means her blonde hair is natural.
Or freshly dyed.
But I'm thinking it's natural because she's really a cute little girl, though. She really is. Brittany's a cute little girl. She's from, oh, here we go. She's from Huntington, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And she's a hotel sales manager, okay? She says that the three adjectives that describe her, oh, now see, I would have fun with Brittany. The three adjectives that describe her is argumentative,
oh Lord,
comedic, and opinionated. That's my girl.
Oh my goodness.
Because I could use that for me too. But anyway, she says her favorite activities are traveling, taking my dogs on walks, cooking and cleaning. See, I like that because I like to walk the doggies too. She says the most difficult part about living in the BB house will be, oh, hey, I like Brittany already. Sharing a bathroom.
Yeah.
And pretending to laugh at dumb comments. That's the truth. Because, you know, you don't want to alienate people right away. But, you know, people going to make some stupid comments. She says, now, wait a minute. I'm trying not to laugh. This is where me and Brittany go bark company. Brittany says the types of people.
You want me to read it?
Okay. Okay, I'm trying not to laugh anymore. Okay, I'll read it. Brittany says, the types of people she would choose
I just read it.
Wait a minute. They'll understand as soon as I can read it. Okay. Brittany says the types of people she would not like to live in the house or choose to live in the house with is egomaniacs and old people. And I would be in the category of old people, I'm sure. Okay.
Where did she get old people from?
I don't know, but hey, Brittany, I was with you in your corner, but hey, you know what? You my enemy right now. Okay.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. Old people. Oh, Lord.
Well, I will say, I used to be scared of old people.
Oh, Lord. But she's a cute girl, though.
Well, I don't know how she gonna do.
Yeah,
I don't know. They really don't have anybody that old in the cat.
Well, yeah, they got some. They got an old man, but anyway. Okay, you want to deal with Kathy?
Okay, Kathy is 40.
So oh, Lord.
I think she's one of the oldest ones, isn't she?
No, there's a guy who's old, too.
39.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Texarkana, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's close.
So that's like a Brittany. Brittany's from Arkansas, too.
That's close to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me. Yeah, that's Kathy.
She got blonde hair and dark roots. That means she dyes that stuff.
Leave Kathy alone.
Uh-huh.
She's a deputy sheriff. Sergeant.
She got some big teeth, though.
Her three adjectives are tenacious, passionate, and fun-loving silly.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Her favorite activities are canoeing, riding four-wheelers, mudding, street racing, at work in my patrol car, is what she says, gardening, exercising, target shooting, and riding horses, hopping.
Can we stop for a moment? What the hell is mudding?
I think that's when you drive through mud. Hell if I don't know.
Well, let's hope she's driving through mud and not rolling in it.
Who knows?
Damn.
I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm-mm.
She said that the difficult part about living inside the house, missing her family and no contact with friends.
Okay.
And the type of people she would not choose to live with in the house all women.
Now, see, okay, let me say something about Miss Kathy. You already could tell by the way she looked. She gonna be trying to compete with them little young girls, and she's not gonna do.
Well, I don't...
Oh, yeah, I bet she is.
I don't know about that. Did you watch the videos that they have on the website?
Some of them, yeah. Okay, Kristen is another blonde. They got about 3-4 blondes up in here. And Kristen has blonde hair and some little dark roots, so, you know, who knows if it's dyed or not. She's only 24 years old. She's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She is a boutique manager. Now, see, they call that blonde, but see, I call it brown hair, but, you know, y'all call it blonde.
Whatever.
Anyway, she says the three adjectives that describe her are strong-minded, motivated, and kind-hearted. You know, she looks like one of them Ambers to me. That's what she looked like to me.
Amber?
You remember that Amber?
The one that cried on you?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, no, she don't look... She's actually cute.
Yeah, Okay, favorite activities? Going to the gym. She looks kind of worked out. Meditating. Okay, I like that. Shopping, listening to music, reading, learning new things, and living on the edge. The most difficult part about being inside the BB house for Kristen will be having new people understand me, as I am very misunderstood by strangers. Yeah.
Will you quit being belligerent with all these people?
The type of... Well, but see, what that says to me is she's probably one of them bees that walks around saying sarcastic shit.
We don't know.
And then she thinks, oh, everybody's misunderstanding me.
Excuse me.
Anyway, okay, Kristen says the types of people that she would not choose to live within the BB house are cookie cutters and average Joes. Okay.
What's wrong with average Joes? Actually, they need some average people in the house.
They sure do.
Okay, the next one is Rachel.
Now, I like Rachel already. Let me tell you why.
Oh, goodness.
Because she got red hair. She's not a blonde.
Okay, Rachel is from Las Vegas. She's 26.
Okay.
Chemistry graduate student and a VIP cocktail waitress.
See, she's smart.
Three adjectives that describe her are bubbly, effervescent, and adventurous.
Okay.
Isn't effervescent and bubbly the same thing?
Yes, that is redundant.
Anyway, her favorite activities are painting, working out, doing anything outdoors, watching movies with friends, playing with her dog, getting dressed up, and going on dates.
Okay, I like the playing with the dog part.
The most difficult part about living inside the house will be having your entire life televised. Hello!
Yeah, that's what you chose!
Types of people she would not choose to live with are negative people, those who do not see the beauty in life and don't understand how fortunate they are to be alive.
Thank you, girl. See, I like you already. No, don't put it under. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to go to the men.
Okay.
Okay.
There's like 7 men and 6 women.
Yeah, 7 men and 6 women.
Yeah.
We got Andrew. He's the oldest guy. He's 39 years old. He's from Miami Beach, Florida. And he's a podiatrist. That means he works with your feet. Three adjectives that describe him. He says he is stubborn, spontaneous, and sneaky. He gonna try to be like Dr. Will. What you bet?
I don't know about that.
Okay, he says his favorite activities are video games, poker, watching football, swimming, and going to Toys R Us.
In his video, he mentions having a daughter, so.
Okay. Most difficult part about being in the BB house, he says, not seeing his daughter is always hard. But what he's really going to miss is watching ESPN every day. The types of people that he would choose not to live in the house with are politicians, lawyers, rude people, and anyone with an IQ of an idiot. Oh, yeah. He's going to be kind of arrogant, I think.
He might be funny. I don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
Brendan, where did you get these recaps anyway?
From the website.
Okay.
Brendan.
These look a little bit different than what I...
Well, because I didn't copy all of it. I don't want all that other crap.
Okay.
This is supposed to be short.
You are belligerent tonight. Okay, Brendan is 30, lives in Riverside, California. He's a high school swim coach.
Okay, where's Brendan's picture?
Well...
You kind of slow.
the okay. listeners cannot see Brenda's picture.
Well, but I'm just saying, since you were putting all their pictures up.
Well, that's when I wasn't.
Siri's up there.
I know, but that's not the good okay. way to do it.
Okay. Brenda's in Riverside, California.
He's a high school swim coach, but really, he has a degree, a PhD. He's getting his PhD.
Okay.
In biomedical physics or bio something physics.
Oh, so he's real smart, too.
He's not going to tell people that. That's in his little right. video.
So he's smart like the redhead chick.
There's a couple of them there.
But the redhead girl is real smart, too. She's in chemistry or something.
The three adjectives that describe him are funny, driven, and intelligible. What's this, a J?
Intelligent.
No, that's what it says on the website. Intelligible.
Well, see,
what
there
the hell
you go.
Is that?
Well, it's not grammatically correct, I tell you that.
Somebody at CBS messed up.
Yeah.
His favorite activities are running, basketball, swimming, and cycling.
Okay.
The most difficult part about living in the house is going to be privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And he would choose not to live with people who are mean-spirited or bigots. Okay, that's two people that have mentioned that.
Yeah.
So they must gonna have somebody in there
who's that's gonna be mean-spirited and a bigot.
Or a racist or something.
Yeah, well, okay. Next we have Enzo. Mm-hmm. Enzo is from New Jersey. Bayonne, I guess it is mm-hmm. Bayonne, New Jersey. He's an insurance adjuster. He says the three adjectives that describe him are funny, likable, and obnoxious. Mm. His favorite activities are jogging, soccer, baseball, and bocce ball. That bocce ball thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. The most difficult part about living in the BB house for him is no TV. And the types of people, pardon me, that he would choose not to live with, I agree with you, Enzo, dirty people. Mm. Yeah. Because dirty people got to go.
Okay, the next one is Hayden. He's 24, from Tempe, Arizona, and he's a student. Okay. The three adjectives that describe him are outgoing, athletic, and charming.
So I think he's the youngest guy. He's the youngest guy.
Well, there's two of them.
Well, there's two's 24, yeah.
His favorite activities are snowboarding, weightlifting, working out. Okay.
Same. Oh, he looks like a surfer dude.
Going to the beach and hanging out with friends. Mm-hmm. The most difficult part about living in the house will be being around people I don't agree with 24/7.
Yeah, that can be challenging.
The types of people he does not want to live with in the house are messy people or people who just don't pull their own weight.
Yeah, messy people get on my nerves too. Okay. I'm kind of liking Hayden.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, the next young man, he's the one of the youngest too. He's only 24. His name is Lane. And he's from Decatur, Texas. Okay. And he's an oil rig salesman. He describes his three adjectives that describe him are funny, outgoing, and athletic. And he looks kind of big and buffed. His favorite activities are working out, riding motorcycles, going out with friends, and playing golf. Mm-hmm. Most difficult part of living inside the BB house for him would be sharing a bathroom. Well, you better get used to it, boy.
That will be hard.
Mm-hmm. And types of people he would not choose to live with in the house is annoying people. Yeah, that goes without saying.
You're going to have that.
And, you know, being annoying is like beauty. It's in the eyes of the beholder, you know.
Okay, the next person's Matt. He's 32, from Elgin, Illinois, and he's a web designer.
Okay.
His three adjectives are intelligent, creative, and sweet talker. His favorite activities, are playing music, writing music, watching TV, playing hockey, hanging, drinking with friends, and annoying people for my own amusement.
Oh, Lord.
See, there you go.
You're going to be annoying.
No, he's going to be trying to mess with people.
Yeah, yeah.
The most difficult part about living inside the house, the frustration of not knowing all the major world and pop culture news that's happening all around
the world. If he plays music and writes music, then yeah, he probably stays tuned in to that.
The types of people he would choose not to live with are quiet, reclusive types.
Oh, so he's going to be noisy.
See, if he likes to...
He's going to be gregarious.
If he likes to just mess with people for his own amusement, he's going to be in there trying to jack with stuff.
Yeah.
he's going to be
probably the one making alliances with like five different people.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he might. Okay, the last guy we have is Reagan. And Reagan is, he's kind of in the middle. He's 34 years old. Pardon me. He's from West Hollywood, California. And he's a college professor. Oh, my goodness. Three adjectives that he says describe him are funny, genuine, and intelligent. Favorite activities are writing and performing poetry. He says, my podcast is my biggest hobby. The show features my comedic take on pop culture and politics. I discuss everything on it. Most difficult part about living in the BB house for him is there is a lot of fighting and I hold a grudge. Oh, Lord. The types of people he would choose not to live in the house with are homophobes, 18 to 23-year-olds, because those are the students that he teaches, and ultra-conservatives.
And, all of their videos are on the CBS website, so they have, two or three-minute snippets of each of them answering questions.
Yep.
But we're really not going to know. I mean, we can kind of make snap judgments based on that, but right. We're really not going to know.
And I watched some of their videos, and I mean, I wasn't impressed by anyone particularly in their video, but I wasn't turned off either. So, I don't know. It just seems to me that it's a shame that all of them seem like they were picked from Central Casting and they appear to want show business careers or something. In my opinion, that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. And that they have one person of color in the whole damn place. I'm sure I'm going to be cussing a lot this season, but, because I'm going to be watching the Showtime After Darks and stuff. Oh, yes. So, we'll be, for those of you that don't have the Showtime After Darks, we'll be keeping you up to date on what's going on after they think that the actual live show is over. Because, a lot of stuff comes out then.
Pretty sure that everyone, I would think that everyone who's coming on the show is going to know that show. Last season, they seemed to know when Showtime started.
Yeah, and they did. And they always wanted alcohol right before Showtime After Dark.
Because they would always comment about being boring to the feeds and to the Showtime people.
Yep.
So,
yep.
They're pretty savvy about when things happen.
Well, and especially now since this is season 12. All these people who are on this, Big Brother right now, of course they've seen Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
So they know what's up. So.
And then this season also, apparently there's going to be one house guest that's in there just to mess with people.
Okay.
A saboteur. Or they're going to get someone to become a saboteur. We don't know who that is yet. So they're asking on the site for people to give them suggestions of what to do.
Just so they're not having that damn America's Player thing anymore. I hope they don't do that.
Well, they're kind of already doing that because they're asking people to put suggestions into what to have them do.
Well, if they want to do that, then why don't they ask us who we want to be voted out? Why don't we get a vote then?
That would be cool.
Out of the two people that are up on the block, how come America don't get a vote?
Because that's just not how it's been played before.
That's true. But
they could do that.
Of course, who's to say it's not manipulated either?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be a whole, American Idol thing. Who's to say so-and-so got the most phone call votes? We don't know. It's them telling us that, they did. So, You don't know. So, anyway.
I'm disappointed in the cast being not very diverse, but I'm still going to watch it.
Well,
even when my favorite people have been voted off, I've still watched it. Even when it gets down to two, three people and it's kind of boring, I still watch it.
Well, that's because
I like Big Brother.
That's because you're nicer than me. You're disappointed. I'm pissed. And I've already sent CBS some email.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm pissed.
Okay, so
especially
y'all.
Especially after last season.
Y'all are going to see how our season is going to be.
Because we do a podcast, I will watch it, even though they're going to vote Sister Girl out first, or try to, mm-hmm. I will watch it, though, because we do a podcast. But, it's just, that's not right. And I know more people that who are Big Brother fans who we've already discussed. What's up with one black girl? Yeah, we've already discussed that.
The thing that's not so much that, because there's usually only one, is no other people of color at all.
That's what they mean. One person of color, period. Out of 13 folks. And you mean you couldn't find but one? Oh, hell no. But they trying to avoid that Shima situation, so, you know. Anyway.
I mean, that didn't have anything to do to me with her being black. That was just her reaction to the situation.
But believe you me, because of all the racist comments that were floating around out there.
No, that's true.
That's probably what they're trying to avoid. See? But anyway, be that as it may, we're going to watch it anyway, so.
We're going to be there, and we'll be here. We're probably going to do a podcast this week on Big Brother, even though there's not going to be much more to talk about than our initial reactions.
Right.
Usually what we would do last season is we always did a podcast after the Thursday eviction.
Yeah.
So we would talk about the full week and then the Thursday eviction and who got voted out.
Right.
And then start a whole new week. So we would usually podcast by Saturday or Sunday and post for the next week about, you know, that week's episodes.
Well, what's the schedule going to be like? Okay, they're starting on a Thursday. So are they still going to have a Sunday show and a Monday show?
It usually was Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday.
So do you know what the schedule is for this season?
I really don't.
Okay. Can we find out or is there any information?
Try to find out.
On it or anything because normally they would start Big Brother on a weekend also, but this time they're starting it on a Thursday.
It always starts on a Thursday.
Oh, I didn't think it started on Thursday last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
It always starts on a Thursday.
We will probably do our podcast after that very first eviction because otherwise, you know, there's nothing really to talk
about. Yeah, it's going to be Thursday, Sunday. It looks like Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, so they're going to have four?
No, it's three. Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Okay, but they're starting Thursday this time.
Right.
So I guess we should do a podcast this weekend.
That's what I just got done saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't understand.
We're
going to
do a podcast this weekend, let's say, for just the one episode, because we're not going to have more than just the one episode.
But normally, that's what I said,
what we would do is do a podcast after the eviction show, which would be Thursday nights. So we would do a podcast either the Friday or Saturday of that week.
Okay. So
on the whole week, on three episodes.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to stick to that schedule.
Because usually what they'll do is they'll have an eviction and they'll immediately go into the head of household competition.
Right.
So we'll talk about the head of household. and then Sunday is usually when they show the head of household competition.
Right. And or the remainder of it
The remainder of it and all the drama. Tuesday nights used to be Tuesday, was when they would show the power of veto competition, and then all the drama, and then Thursday they would show the drama, be a live show, and then do the eviction.
Yeah, so live eviction.
That's what we usually talk about for the whole week's worth of three episodes. So
we'll keep to that schedule because we'll have other information because we watch the After Dark. So, and then people can get other information online anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Joker's updates.
Live feeds. Joker's updates.
Jokersupdates.com is a real good source.
Time at work.
Yeah. To actually, you know, read forums or to read news about it, or they have little film clips about
stuff. All the people that are listening to this know.
Yeah, that's true.
They know the deal.
That's true. But we may have
new
listeners. So they may not know that jokersupdates.com is a real good source.
If they're Big Brother fans, they know where to get the information.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that's it. We are excited for the season.
Yeah, I'm glad Big Brother started up.
It's always fun, regardless of who's on it.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, you know.
They always get the craziest.
I'm going to pick my little favorites, even though there's only one black girl in there. But, you know, I'm hoping the little redheaded woman is, let's see, what's her name? Rachel, I think, is good because I kind of like her. I kind of like the way she looks, Rachel. So I'm hoping she'll be, you know,
I'm reserving all judgment until the first episode.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I kind of like the little Britney girl, but she don't like old people, so. Or, it's not that she don't like old people. She don't want to live in a house with old people. But she might prove to be kind of fun.
Well, they don't have any old people in there.
No, they don't. 40 is not old. But believe me, 40's old to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
21-year-old, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, that's it, I think, for our little initial podcast.
Yep.
For the season. If you would like to send us an email to tell us what you think about the Houseguests before the show starts, you can do so at sistaspeak@gmail.com. Our voicemail line is 972-692-7341. And our website is sistasinreviewenreview.com. We're also on Twitter, and I have a feeling that we might be Twittering.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on how we watch it. If we watch it live or taped.
Well, I tend to watch the After Darks live, so I'll probably be Twittering. This is Sister J, so.
Well, I mean the episode, the actual
I might be episode. Twittering that, too, because, you know, depending on what they do,
yeah.
I may have to, you know, Twitter.
So, if you want to find us on Twitter, it's _SisterJ and _SisterK. Mm-hmm. And then we're also on Facebook.
Right. And I would like to point out also that for those people that have Showtime and watch the Showtime After Darks, there is also a website that is a live a chat forum as the After Darks are on. And it's at Showtime.com. And then there should be some Big Brother link on there. And it's really a lot of fun because as we're watching the Showtime After Dark and things are happening, then people are like, you know, typing messages a mile a minute. And it's fun sometimes. Sometimes I'm on that too.
I can't keep up with all that.
Oh, yeah. There's I type really fast. I 100 words a minute. So, you know, it's not difficult for me, but it's a lot of fun. And you know, sometimes you do get some little
brag.
Sometimes you do get some little high school jerks in there, and us grown folks in the room, in the chat room, we just kind of, you know, spank them, and then they leave the room, see? So, spank them with words, I mean. That's
yes,
what I mean.
I understand.
Anyway, so, but it's a lot of fun, so, you know, sometimes you can find us there, too. But I'm not Sister J on that forum, though.
You're not?
No, I'm Black Scorpio.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I don't know what I am.
Anyway, so if you're on Showtime.com and you're in a chat room and you see messages from Black Scorpio, that's Sister J. Just so you know. Anyway. Okay.
All right. Well, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time.